I'm Regan Brandt, and this is the Insurance Chatter. What is the insurance industry talking about? What problems are InsurTech solving? What trends are agents, brokers, underwriters, and executives thinking about? Every week, I sit down with a different person from across the insurance industry to discuss what's happening in their niche markets. I want to give you a behind-the-scenes look at risk, technology, data, and culture within one of the most exciting business sectors. Follow along to get pumped and see where the insurance industry is headed. Today, I am sitting down with Caleb Whitehouse, the Master of Solutions at Scottish American. Caleb's insurance journey from the basement to the top floor is an inspiring one. He has always been guided by a higher power, and now he is paying it forward and creating an entrepreneurial culture that helps his team members do their best work possible and be passionate about what they do. A decade ago, Caleb met Ball Thompson and quickly realized that Scottish American, an MGA that wanted to be different and think differently, was the place he needed to be. Caleb jumped in full force and embraced the entrepreneurial model that Scottish was building. Before we get started, he's gonna set the stage with his plate song to life.
My plate song would be, it's called Come Together, but it's by a band called Third Day. So it's a pretty awesome song. It's got a great, fun intro. You know, but we have to play it now, number 27, Caleb, what? So you'll hear that. It's also got
I know during the pandemic, you were one of those that fled California. So give us a little bit about you. You know, the family situation, where you live, and what's going on.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, it was totally a God thing, too, for me personally. But we just, I do a lot of stuff outside of insurance, industry related, a lot of other stuff. And all of that was changing, all that was shifting, regardless of the pandemic. And it really gave us an opportunity to explore some new things. So yeah, so I took the family. I've got a wonderful wife, Gina, two kids, Abby and James. You know, they're 11 and 8, going on 35. They're just wonderful children. And we moved to Nevada. I've got family out here, but I had no desire to be out in the desert. I grew up in the desert, and I had no desire to be back. So this truly was something above me. Hiking, backpacking, camping, a lot of outdoor things, and really where we're at in southern Nevada, it's a place called Boulder City, cute Boulder City.
Okay.
It's really up. You're literally 2 hours from anything I could ever want to do. Grand Canyon, Zion, you know, the lake is literally right over the hill from here. And it was one of the things I had to learn to fall in love with it, simply because, again, I grew up in the desert. I was like, oh, I hate the desert. It's gross. But as I started to drive around, I really... I found there's a rustic beauty that you don't get anywhere else.
So, well, I'm going to kind of pivot from family life. And one of the things I've been talking to with everyone on here is no one really goes into their career being like, I'm going to be an insurance agent. I'm going to be a managing general agency reinsurer. How did you land in insurance?
Good question. Well, and if anybody does, they're weird and you need to watch them. You know,
exactly. I've met a few
people with insurance degrees and they're the creepiest. Either that or actuarials. I mean, don't get me wrong, sorry. I love you both, but I've got an insurance degree. I'm like, oh, you're probably also a serial killer. For me, again, it wasn't one of those things where my lifelong ambition was to get insurance. I originally was intending to be a teacher. Before that, I was a radio DJ. So,
oh my
God. Fun stuff. But I was working through college. I was getting accredited to become a high school history teacher. I had finished practically everything, and we had a budget crisis in California. They weren't accepting any teachers, and I needed a job. In the meantime, I saw an offer to clean out a basement at an insurance company. So it was my first insurance job, was to purge about 40,000 personal lines files in a basement for a major wholesaler. I've done literally every job in insurance. So my first job was not in the basement, but really the basement of the basement. It was so far down, it didn't even have an elevator. It was stairs down to the sub basement. So
there's only candles for you. We can't afford that electricity down here.
It was me and the rats just hanging out. So I had to go through every file by hand and just review to see if there had been any claims that involved the minor. But it was really interesting, though, because they had a very large book of celebrities, because they insured a lot of celebrities. So I got to read, you know, I was like, oh, wow, this is I'm not allowed to say. Well, no, they're dead. I can do it. Some of these people are dead.
You know, we'll blur the names out after this.
I won't mention his name, but it rhymes with Shimon Shmedi. He's a good guy. But you read these files and you're just like, wow, and all this stuff. So you go through them. And, okay. So I was just down there literally 3 weeks. I'd come down with my little AM/FM headphones. I'd go from like 8 till 12 o'clock. I'd come up, I'd see the daylight. And I'd be watching everybody like, who's this guy? And I go, he works here. And he's like, no, I don't see him at all. I'm like, I don't do the business. I go. So I was down for 2 weeks, and then somebody said, hey, can you alphabetize? I'm almost a college graduate. I'll do anything we want if I can get out of this basement. Listen, I'll make postage stamps, on my off time if I got it. I went up there, started filing for them, doing surplus lines filings, and that's how it started. Somebody said one day, hey, how would you like to make a lot of money? And they said, well, tell me more. We talked about becoming an underwriter, which at the time he's like, well, it's very easy. You point up a number in a book and do it.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah,
and then did you stay with them for a while when you became an underwriter?
Yeah,
did you move to like a different operation?
No, I'm a very loyal person. I appreciate opportunities. And at the time, I guess you could say I didn't know any better, or I just thought, oh, this is what I want to do. So I stayed with them for approximately 10 years. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was 10. It's I've been in the business for 20, and I've been 10 and 10. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Because now, tell everyone where are you currently at. So
I am. I'm the master of solutions at Scottish Mannequin and Sheds. We are an MGA wholesaler. We're nationwide. Teams all over the place. I do production, but I'm also in charge of helping to continue to grow and develop our culture. And that here at Scottish Mannequin, excuse me, they were experienced. That's, and then get into that later. We have. It's been quite a while. The first 10 years, I was doing one task at a time, and the second 10 years has been a monumental transformation in just in my life in general, simply because it has given me a much broader scope of not just insurance or our portion of the insurance industry, but really the people. And that, to me, is really what has drew me to be here, because it was more than just being a quote monkey. I think it's a quote monkey, I know. But there's just so much, so many more challenges, which were positive, even though some of them felt a little bit negative. But yeah, out of every failure, there's growth, right? So it should be.
How did you get in? Because I know, I've met Paul, who, for those of you who don't know, is obviously one of the founders of Scottish Mannequin. Awesome guy, full of energy.
He is the founder. He's the Scottish of Scottish Mannequin.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Paul, I wouldn't be. I had no desire to be here. And somebody asked me, hey, you talk to this guy. He's kind of crazy. We had a dinner. And he was very down to earth. And he's like, hey, Matt, let me ask you a few questions about what you want to do for the next 10 years. And I kind of laid out my plan. He's like, great, let's do it together. And his humility was wonderful. His approach towards what he wanted to do was great. And I was like, hey, if I have to put money in anybody's pocket, I'm okay with putting money in.
Really, the
part was for. Us to grow something together.
Well, and that kind of pivots, what are you guys doing? I know you kind of hammered on it, culture, but how are you guys developing and cultivating culture kind of in this weird pandemic?
It's very, that part has been more difficult. I'm sure it's difficult for everybody, right? Because it depends on how you interact. I mean, number one, is insurance fun? The mechanism of insurance itself, no, it's not. It's only fun for those people who got that degree. I think that was one of the biggest challenges for me personally. It's kind of a side left turn to your question, but back to it, was people, because my main driver is people. I love people. Like the office I built in Simi was, it had a loft, it had a slide, it was like people walk in and they go, is this a insurance office? I'm like, oh, it's a Chuck E. Cheese. I said, I don't care. I just want an environment where I can have people come in every day, enjoy a wonderful experience, be a wonderful blessing and experience to other people that they work with every day. And that's what I want. And so we had just wonderful times and great conversations. We really grew together. I saw people grow from being single right out of college to married with kids and buying their first house and all this. I mean, this is all stuff that we did together, which is really, really, really cool. So I really dig that. And that interaction. And so that for me, the pandemic was such a challenge in that we weren't able to connect the way, because we're a very social company. We, you can tell pretty much right away whether or not somebody's going to make it as to how they interact. We do a lot of stuff online together. We have a you know, general production email addresses, specific, you know, regional email addresses and stuff where we chat. It's like, hey, has anybody seen this? Has anybody done this? We're the king of memes, you know. It's fun. We do a lot of communication and memes, which give for what it is. But then when we get together, it's more about continuing and deepening those relationships with each other rather than, okay, well, let's talk about what the market's doing and what this is doing. I mean, we can do that anytime. The one thing that we can't do is we can't interact on a personal basis, you know, directly, because we're all over the country. We're all these fun little decentralized pockets of awesomeness across the country.
Yeah.
So that was the biggest challenge. So in doing that, we've had to shift a lot. I mean, you'll forgive me, but Zoom chats, I think everybody's burned on Zoom chats.
Totally.
Oh, God, this was great. But I think everybody was burnt out on that. So it's really just having those micro touches with people where, you know, birthdays and anniversaries and reaching out. I do an email at least three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or sometimes it's four. But we base it around production, about what's going on, you know, with regards to production. Then I throw out these questions, and I have other people do it as well. So we're like, hey, speaking of, because yesterday was, what, 22, right? So you're talking about, you know, I was like, happy Tuesday, everybody, and talking about production. I said, but here's our question for the day. Is it the best sequel ever, you know, and not maybe your favorite sequel, not necessarily the best sequel, because, I mean, let's be honest, the go-to answers are going to be Empire Strikes Back and Godfather. It's
Star Wars. You're like, it's science, people, come on.
I had it right here. So it's like your favorite. So you get to know people, and when they, you can tell when they interact, and then people respond to that response. And that's how we've been able to stay connected.
It definitely seems like you guys are taking like more of an entrepreneurial approach. I mean, to your point, kind of everyone wears a lot of hats when they come in. It's not the traditional kind of underwriter role. Are you guys, you know, finding that that's easier to kind of add new talent for that underwriting position? Are you going for younger people? Are you looking for more seasoned people? How are you guys kind of, you know, adding to the pipeline? I get preserving the culture, but are you guys having challenges getting, you know, new underwriters in, or what's kind of been the approach that you guys have taken on that?
It's an excellent question. We started initially by recruiting college kids. I can say kid now because I have a lot of gray. that's the only reason I'm allowed to say kid. That I have two. I guess when you're a parent, I guess you can say. But we started there, but we realized that what we offered was I'd say being taken for granted, because it's definitely a different work environment than your kind of your butt. Because listen, I came from they were good at their job, but it was very buttoned down, very, you know, this is how we do it, and just, you know, be a part of what we're doing. So it was all in this parameter, in this box, where here it's our philosophy is hire good people, let them do good stuff, and get out of the way. Right.
Awesome.
So that autonomy, though, really has to, I guess you could say, develop. So a lot of people who are hiring, the autonomy wasn't there. They're just like, oh, this is, you know, hate to say it, but having spent years in a very structured environment, I'm like, this is awesome. You're not understanding this. You've, you know, it's like growing up only drinking, you know, Dom Perignon, and then all this, you're like, oh, this is what life is all about. I'm like, no, this is not what life is all about. So you need to be a good steward of it. So really our best has been most people that we know that are working. I'm personally, 80% of the people that are a part of my teams, I know very, very well. And it's for me, it's relational. Like I said, some people it's transactional. I view how we do what we do is very relational. So, and that's my hook. That's one of the reasons I'm here. I'm not here because, I really want to talk about insurance at a cocktail party, right? No. Nobody's like, it was like, oh man, we're insurance. Oh, tell me more. You know, the only reason you're.
What
is my home insurance? I'm like, I don't know. I do commercial stuff, man. I don't even know what my home insurance is. I think I've got it for them.
It is interesting. I agree with you on that concept, because sometimes the young people, they don't realize like how nice it is to have flexibility to go to 2-hour doctor appointments and go pick up their kids. And then I liked your comment of they're not good stewards of it. Because it's like, this is a benefit to have a job like this where you have a lot of flexibility and you can also punch your own ticket. And there's not a lot of jobs out there like that, you know, that there's no ceiling on the revenue and different things you can do. So, yeah.
And that's, you know, I mean, we are fortunate to be in our metric is production.
Yeah.
We are producers. Like if you're getting goals, congratulations. And I've got guys on my team that have devised their own ways of doing things. You know, I'm like, listen, as long as it's ethical, as long as we're good stewards to our clients, as well as the companies we represent, figure out the way you want to do it and make it work. There's no one way to scramble that egg. And they've done it. I've had people on my teams that had zero insurance experience, came in after six months. I said, you've got to move into production. You're going to go crazy in this particular role. And they're phenomenal producers.
All of that being said, you know, I like putting people on the spot and asking them a few questions. So what is the first thing, you know, obviously there's this big buzzword out there, insurtech. What kind of comes to your mind when you hear that?
The machine's taking over. Cyberdyne aren't popping out of it. So come with me if you want to write. It's just the technology that changes how we do what we do in insurance. Everything from, you know, app quoting for our auto insurance, I guess. I don't know. I'm still old school. I still write a check. I don't know. People go Venmo, and I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm non-denominational. I started with fax machines, and I was the first guy to email a quote out of my office, and that'll never catch on. I was like, wait a second, I don't have to fax it. For those of you out there who've never seen a fax machine, it's a lot like it.
There it goes, punch the buttons in.
So, did that, and then, everything was in a manual, it was all a big paper book, that was our technology. But I think a lot of it's been great. It's allowed us to dial in risks a lot more. Even to the point of, you know, like the inspections that come in, the other things that we see. I think it's been good. I also think it's generated a lot of unrealistic expectations from clientele, simply because they go, oh, well, here, I sent you this 5 minutes ago. And I'm like, it's not a magic wand, brother. I'm just going to put it on my forehead and be like, okay, $900,000. I also think that the downside of that is if you're an underwriter in this or doing this wholesaling, I'm not talking to the brokers. It's I think it's been a detriment because understanding how we get to rates, how we get to our premiums, is calculations, and all of that is now done behind the scenes. And they don't understand loss cost multipliers. They don't understand debit and credit factors and things like that.
Is there anything kind of with at Scottish? I know at the time, like, you guys were building your own agency management system. You still use that platform. Is there any other technologies that you guys have really like kind of invested in or doubled down on that you see as part of your guys' special sauce for succeeding? Or is it more the people?
I think it's a mixture of both. I mean, we still have like the system we have is phenomenal. We built it. The first thing we, you know, it's easier to figure out what you don't want out of something than what you do want out of something, because it's like, oh, I could write a laundry list of 100,000 things that I want to do. Like, figure what you don't want it to be and be flexible. It's helped us to work anywhere simply because it's all Google software-based. So it's an open platform. So as long as you have internet access, you can work anywhere. And that really helped us with during the initial stages. We had always been designed that way because we wanted to be flexible where you could do it wherever you want. So day one, when they're saying, hey, you know, the office is closed, we were like, well, okay, I'll just do this over here instead. And we had a lot of people doing that anyway. We've always been a very hybrid work style. Because, again, as long as the work gets done, as long as you're ethical and responsible and a good steward of what you've got, then you're like, do it as you wish. But that helped us. So that technology has allowed us to pivot.
Yeah.
We all use them. That allowed us to pivot during the pandemic, and we really didn't miss a beat. I mean, there was that first week where everybody was kind of in a... After that, it was really production for us. But we're always open to people utilizing or bringing in technology, and we're like, hey, let's try this out. Let's take a look at this. Because some people are really old school, some people are newer school. I remember the first time I saw somebody working on like an iPad, and then they had a second, like, I was like, what? Like, I can do this?
Yeah.
Advancements, but we certainly stay ahead of the curve when it comes to our portion of the industry and what we can do and our platforms can offer.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be, you know, one more, and I already know, so I'm going to put the ground rules out here. You can't say ministry, and it has to be in the insurance industry sector. So if you were to wake up tomorrow, Scottish Americans gone, done, whatever happened, is there a different career, you know, if you would do InsurTech, MGA, reinsurance, be your own broker, where do you see kind of the most opportunity in the industry? Oh. And you have an unlimited balance sheet, too, to do this.
Man, I was open to analytics because I was like, I want to host the prices right. Because that's my, if it has, doesn't have to do with Jesus ministry, I'm like, I'd love to host the prices. Because, I mean, that's the one thing. Yeah. Excited to see you every day.
Minister, now Price is Right. So those two are out.
No, it's fine. In the second. I'm not used to working with such parameters. Golly, what would I do? I would love to, if I could, just have a mentorship service for up and coming producers. Work in that sort of role. I mean, as the seasons change in our life, our roles change. You start out, you know, in the basement, and then you move your way up to the quoting, and then you move on that. I was, again, truly for the people. So it had to be something that was really centered around. Maybe it can be an insurance coach.
I don't know what it is,
but it sounds cool. It sounds like I smile a lot and encourage people. Yeah. Days are tough. I mean, some days are dumpster fires, and other days you're on top of the world. Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. But if you can bless people every day, whether it be people who work directly with you, who are your clients or the carriers that you work with, you can bless those people every day. Listen, it's a win. The fruit that we have out of that. If it's a zero-sum game where, you know, what I need is the only thing that's important and I'm, you know, and that's it for today. I don't give a crap about anybody else's feelings, anybody else's conditions. This is what A is exactly what I need. Again, there's certain people that are built like that, but I'm not. And after a while, that sort of living is just gonna wear you down and wear other people.
Totally. Well, kind of speaking of that, you let me in before I hit the record button on this. I hadn't seen any press releases that there maybe was some changes or shakeup at Scottish American. So fill us in.
Well, we were recently acquired by World Insurance, they're a major national retailer. We purposely don't do a lot of press. We just don't want to disrupt what people are doing and how they're doing it.
Yeah.
But great folks. They're a national retailer, primarily focused on the East Coast, looking west, right? They're it aligned with both parties to do it. It's great. I mean, one of the things we required was autonomy, and they said that's exactly why we want to work with you, because you guys are perfectly autonomous. You don't need 9 layers of management in order to do what you do. We don't want to do that. We want to focus on this end, but we want to have a wholesale arm that we can use as a resource. Absolutely.
That's awesome.
That. So it's a good team up. They've truly been embracing of our culture in that way. I mean, they have a particular culture and we have a particular culture, and it's one of those things where they understand us, they respect us. And again, that's the reason why they decided to roll with us, was that we had this autonomous, independent, very entrepreneurial spirit.
That's awesome.
It's been fun. It's been almost a year. And people go, what is?
Know anything now? You've shaken my knowledge in the insurance industry, because I love Scottish American guys, and I didn't even hear any whisperings of this.
Breaking the news.
Again, that was telegraphic. Where was my fax, Mr. Caleb? Come on.
It's gonna come over via teletype or carrier pigeon. I don't know. Have you noticed any change? The answer is no. Have our clients noticed any change?
The answer, it seems no. Smooth operation, no changes or anything.
Yeah, that's because they've given us pretty much autonomy to do what we do. It's bringing them in, some really, really cool folks. So we want to continue to do that. Obviously, deepen our relationship with the world folks, but really continue to hold fast to the things and the people that made us who we are, and that's for our clients.
Yep.
We want to honor that. We want to honor those people that have helped us build Scottish Man. Really,
that's awesome.
Successful and awesome place to be. So,
yeah,
our first priority is going to be to those that want to help us, whether they're this new merger or this new acquisition or out of our historical base of agents.
Okay. Well, kind of in closing, I like giving everyone, you know, I know we did briefly, obviously, talk about Scottish American. It's a big part of your life and, you know, your career. But what's kind of the 30-second elevator pitch?
You know, we're looking for people. You know, this word gets thrown around, but it truly does describe what we're looking for: hustlers, creative problem solvers who are going to be, you know, ethical and responsible for people. I mean, that's really, if you can fill those four qualities, we can teach you the insurance part. So those are the people I'm looking more for personal characteristics rather, personal qualities rather than the traditional. Well, he has an insurance degree. I love working with people, and that's been my day in day out driver for the last 20 years. Is who I work with, whether it be directly or indirectly. And like I do a weekly huddle with the teams every week. And at the bottom, I say, be well, be blessed, and be a blessing to others. So if we can do that, that's, again, we're not selling insurance. The insurance is there. It's
totally
only the medium by which we deliver ours. Everybody, I don't care who you are, even if you're not in sales, you're still an experience. So
sounds good. Well, that is a wrap for the chatter.
That is a wrap for the chatter this week. If you like what you heard here today, join us each week to stay up to date on the insurance trends, best practices, and emerging technologies that are disrupting the insurance industry.